Welcome to the fifth lesson of the free Rocket Spanish 6-part audio course. Are you enjoying the course so far? I hope so. You really don't get into the good stuff until much later on, like how to tell someone that it's not your fault in Spanish, how to throw a party, or how to flirt. But you have to start somewhere. Take a look at how much you've learned already. In the first part of the course, you covered this conversation. Hola, Mauricio.
Hola, Amy. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Estoy muy bien. Gracias.
In the third part of the course, you covered this conversation. A mutual friend has just introduced Mauricio and me.
Encantado.
El gusto es mío.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Amy.
¿De dónde eres?
Soy de los Estados Unidos.
Hablas el español muy bien.
Solo un poco. Estoy aprendiendo. In this lesson, Mauricio and I will lead you through how to ask for what you want, need, or would like in Spanish. These words and phrases are so important when you're traveling. You'll use them to order at a restaurant, to ask for help, and to express what you want to do. Are you ready? ¿Estás listo? Here's the conversation that we'll be discussing today. Necesito ayuda.
¿Con qué?
Quiero algo para tomar.
¿Qué quieres?
Me gustaría un café.
¿Con azúcar o leche?
Con ambos, por favor.
Listo. Yo quiero un té.
This conversation introduces you to the words I need, I want, and I would like. These words are so important. You can use them to tell people that you need help, need a doctor, want to go somewhere, or what you'd like to order at a restaurant. Let's start with one of the most useful phrases to have when traveling to a Latin American country. I need help.
Necesito ayuda.
The word necesito means I need. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Necesito. Cito. Necesito.
The word for help is ayuda. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Ayuda. Ayuda.
In an emergency, you don't even have to add the word necesito to the phrase, I need help. Just yell, ayuda, or ayúdame. Who cares if you're not grammatically correct, as long as you can catch people's attention. Now you're ready to try the full phrase. I need help. Necesito ayuda. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Necesito ayuda. Necesito ayuda. Necesito ayuda.
If you tell someone that you need help and they're not sure why you asked, they'll probably say, help with what? In Spanish, you can shorten it to, with what?
¿Con qué?
The word con means with.
Con. Con.
The word que means what?
Que. Que.
Try saying the whole phrase after Mauricio.
Con qué. Con qué.
In our conversation, I don't need help with anything serious. I just need help with getting myself a drink. Getting myself a drink is such a hard thing to do. So I tell Mauricio, quiero algo para tomar. This means, I want something to drink. Let's break it down and take a look at the first word.
Quiero.
The word quiero means I want. Listen and repeat the sounds after Mauricio.
Quiero. Qui. Ero. Quiero.
The word quiero is useful in so many situations. You can use it to say, I want to speak Spanish.
Quiero hablar español.
You can also use it to say that you want help. So tell me, how would you say that you want help? You should have said,
quiero ayuda. Quiero ayuda.
In the context of this conversation, what I really want is something to drink. The word for something is algo. Listen to Mauricio and repeat.
Algo. Algo.
Notice how the ah sound is a bit drawn out. Listen carefully to his pronunciation again and try to match it perfectly.
Al. Al.
The go sound isn't like the English go. It's much softer. Listen again and repeat.
Go. Go.
Now, try the word again. Listen and repeat.
Algo. Algo.
Algo, something. Tell me that you want something. You should have said,
Quiero algo. Quiero algo.
Muy bien. But I don't just want something. I want something to drink. The words for to drink is para tomar. Listen carefully to each word and try to match Mauricio's pronunciation.
Para tomar. Mar. To. Tomar. Para tomar.
Can you tell me that you want something to drink? What would you say in Spanish? You should have said,
Quiero algo para tomar. Quiero algo para tomar. Quiero algo para tomar.
Listen to the conversation again and try to distinguish each word. Necesito ayuda.
¿Con qué?
Quiero algo para tomar. Maybe you don't want something to drink. Maybe what you really want is something to eat. The only change you'll have to make in the sentence is replacing the word tomar with comer. Remember, the word tomar means to drink. The word comer means to eat. Try it now with Mauricio.
Comer. Comer.
Try to say the entire sentence again, this time with comer in place of tomar.
Quiero algo para comer. Para comer. Quiero algo para comer.
You've just told me that you want something to eat. But what do you want? That's why Mauricio tells me.
¿Qué quieres?
You already know that the word que means what. The word quieres means do you want. Remember, quiero means I want. Quieres means you want. Try saying the word with Mauricio.
Quieres. Quieres.
So, what do you want?
¿Qué quieres? ¿Qué quieres?
Can you tell me that you want help? You should have answered.
Quiero ayuda. Quiero ayuda.
Try telling me in Spanish that you want something. You should have answered.
Quiero algo. Quiero algo.
Now, tell me that you want something to drink. You should have answered.
Quiero algo para tomar. Quiero algo para tomar.
Muy bien. Let's listen to the first part of the conversation again. Necesito ayuda.
¿Con qué?
Quiero algo para tomar.
¿Qué quieres?
Me gustaría un café. Instead of answering, quiero un café, or I want a coffee, I use a different word to express what I want. You know how in English it's much more polite to say that you would like something rather than that you want it? Well, it's the same in Spanish. You can say, quiero un café, I want a coffee, but it's much more polite to say, I'd like a coffee, me gustaría un café. To say, I would like, you would use the phrase,
me gustaría.
Me gustaría, I would like. You try it. Follow Mauricio's example.
Me gustaría. Me gustaría. Me gustaría.
Can you tell me that you would like something to drink in Spanish? You should have said,
me gustaría algo para tomar. Me gustaría algo para tomar.
What would you tell me if you would like something to eat? You should have said,
me gustaría algo para comer. Me gustaría algo para comer.
What would you say in Spanish if you wanted to tell me that you need something to eat? You should have said,
necesito algo para comer. Necesito algo para comer.
Now, tell me that you want something to eat. You should have said,
quiero algo para comer. Quiero algo para comer.
Is this getting confusing? I hope not. Just remember that these words are building blocks. Once you learn how to say them, you can ask for anything you want, and that's going to be so useful. Let's say that you want a coffee. A coffee is un café. Practice with Mauricio.
Un café. Un café. Un café.
Now, see if you can tell me in Spanish. Can you say, I want a coffee? You should have said,
quiero un café. Quiero un café.
Now, try telling me that you need a coffee. You should have said,
necesito un café. Necesito un café.
Finally, try telling me in Spanish that you would like a coffee. You should have said,
me gustaría un café. Me gustaría un café.
Muy bien. Let's go back to the conversation for a review of what we've learned so far. Necesito ayuda.
¿Con qué?
Quiero algo para tomar.
¿Qué quieres?
Me gustaría un café.
¿Con leche o azúcar?
Whether you ask for tea,
un té,
or coffee, you're going to be asked if you want milk or sugar. You should remember that the word con means with. Remember the phrase con qué, with what? Now, you need to know the words for milk and sugar. Milk is
leche.
Listen to Mauricio and repeat.
Leche. Leche.
Sugar is
azúcar. Azúcar.
This can be a difficult word to pronounce because the stress falls in the middle. Try it once more with Mauricio.
Azúcar. Azúcar.
Using these new vocabulary words, can you tell me that you would like a coffee with milk? You should have said,
Me gustaría un café con leche. Me gustaría un café con leche.
Café con leche is a popular Latin American beverage. Often it means instant coffee dissolved in milk rather than water. What if you want your coffee with sugar? Can you tell me that you want a coffee with sugar? You should have said,
Quiero un café con azúcar. Quiero un café con azúcar.
What if you want both milk and sugar? To communicate this, you need to remember a word that you learned in the first lesson. Remember the phrase, ¿y tú? It meant, and you? You learned that the word and in Spanish is y. So, milk and sugar would be...
Leche y azúcar. Leche y azúcar.
Now you can tell me that you would like a coffee with milk and sugar. What would you say? You should have said,
Me gustaría un café con leche y azúcar. Me gustaría un café con leche y azúcar.
In the conversation, though, I said something a little bit different. When Mauricio asked me,
¿Con leche o azúcar?
I answered, Con ambos, por favor. That meant, with both, please. Ambos means both. Practice with Mauricio.
Ambos. Con ambos.
The word for please is another essential word in Spanish. To say please, all you have to say is,
Por favor.
You try it now. Please. Listen and repeat.
Por. Favor. Por favor. Por favor.
Try the whole phrase.
Con ambos, por favor. Con ambos, por favor.
Can you tell me in Spanish that you would like a coffee, please? You should have said,
Me gustaría un café, por favor. Me gustaría un café, por favor.
You'll use this sentence all the time in Spanish-speaking countries, substituting whatever it is you want for the words un café. For example, if you're in a restaurant, you might want to tell the waiter,
Me gustaría el plato de pollo, por favor.
I would like the plate of chicken, please. Or you might say,
Me gustaría un vaso de jugo, por favor.
I would like a glass of juice, please. Whatever it is you want, just add it after the phrase, me gustaría. The waiter will appreciate your politeness and you may even get better service. So now, let's listen to the full conversation again. See if you understand everything that's happening. Necesito ayuda.
¿Con qué?
Quiero algo para tomar.
¿Qué quieres?
Me gustaría un café.
¿Con azúcar o leche?
Con ambos, por favor.
Listo. Yo quiero un té.
There are two final words that you haven't learned yet. Listo and yo. The word listo is very common. It's used all the time for many situations. In this case, it means ready or set. Say it after Mauricio.
Listo. Listo.
The word yo means I. It's not actually needed in the sentence. You could say, Quiero un té, and everyone will know that you mean, I want a cup of tea. But in this conversation, it's added to emphasize or underscore the fact that what Mauricio wants is a cup of tea.
Yo quiero un té.
Try saying the word yourself. I, yo. Listen and repeat.
Yo. Yo.
Can you tell me that you want something to drink, emphasizing the you? You should have said,
yo quiero algo para tomar. Yo quiero algo para tomar.
Now it's review time. Let's look one last time at everything you've learned in this lesson. Can you tell me that you need help? You should have said,
necesito ayuda. Necesito ayuda.
Ask me the question, with what? You should have said,
¿con qué? ¿Con qué?
Tell me that you want something to drink. You should have said,
quiero algo para tomar. Quiero algo para tomar.
Tell me that you want something to eat. You should have said,
quiero algo para comer. Quiero algo para comer.
Ask me what I want. You should have said,
¿qué quieres? ¿Qué quieres?
Tell me that you would like a coffee. You should have said,
me gustaría un café. Me gustaría un café.
Tell me that you would like a coffee with milk and sugar. You should have said,
me gustaría un café con leche y azúcar. Me gustaría un café con leche y azúcar.
Tell me that you would like a cup of tea, please. You should have said,
me gustaría un té, por favor. Me gustaría un té, por favor.
What if you want it with milk? Can you tell me that you would like a tea with milk, please? You should have said,
me gustaría un té con leche, por favor. Me gustaría un té con leche, por favor.
Muy bien. That's it for this lesson. You finished the fifth part of the free Rocket Spanish 6-part audio course. If you had any difficulties with this lesson, listen to it again and again. It's really difficult to get to the point where Spanish words come to you naturally and intuitively. That's why being able to respond verbally to questions is so important, even though it's hard. So keep practicing. Hasta luego.
Muchas gracias. Hasta la próxima.